It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Even if you're persnickety about pronunciation, you may not know that persnickety was not always pronounced that way.
That's what they say. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hey, Ann, I thought this show was all about persnicketiness, and now you're saying we've been wrong?
It's not exactly that we've been wrong, but we're being innovative. I had not realized this until I went and looked up the history of persnickety, and it turns out that originally it was pernickety. And you're looking at me like, where would pernickety come from? And the answer is, we don't know. The Oxford English Dictionary has origin unknown. Pernickety goes back to 1808, and by 1892, we have evidence for speakers putting in the S and saying persnickety. At this point now, if you look at pernickety in a standard dictionary, it will say C, persnickety. So clearly persnickety is ousting pernickety.
But it does mean what we think it means.
It does mean what we think it means. And I think right now people wouldn't judge speakers whether they say pernickety or persnickety as opposed to some other words that have two pronunciations where one is judged.
Now, you knew we would have to get around to this word eventually, nuclear, nuclear.
More nations have nuclear weapons and still more have nuclear aspirations.
What we have happening there is probably analogy, that speakers are making nuclear sound more like words such as particular, circular, vascular, molecular. We have a lot of those cular words, not a lot of words that end with clear. So you're getting the swapping of the L and the vowel, insertion of a glide, so you get nuclear sounds like molecular.
Here's another one that always gets me. February. Why is that first R seldom enunciated?
Do you actually say February?
Yes, I do.
Well, I think you're among the few. I must say I only have one R. I have February. Maybe a couple of explanations for that. First of all, having those two R's that close together is fairly hard to say. We're doing dissimilation. We're getting rid of one R. Then February, the month, sits right next to January. So we're making February sound more like January. Again, analogy at work.
And finally, what are we having for dessert? Sherbet or sherbert?
I'm having sherbert. What are you having?
I'm having sherbet.
So both of these pronunciations seem to be standard according to most dictionaries. It's originally sherbet, no R, comes from Turkish, actually goes back to Arabic. Originally meant a fruity drink, didn't always mean the iced dessert that we think it means. Speakers at some point put in the R for sherbet. So there we see in February, speakers get rid of an R, sherbet, speakers put in the R.
I'm ready for a snack.
Me too.
Thanks very much, Anne. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rena.